This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Money wise, be wise.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Dustin Yard and you're tuned into On The Ball, our sports podcast. This week we have with us Pranav Nair on the show and together we are going to preview the top Premier League games from Game Week 2. Hi and welcome to the show, Pranav.
Hi, Dustin.
Well, Pranav, we have a big fixture this weekend. Tottenham going to the Etihad Stadium to face Champion City. Let's not forget also a chance for Guardiola to exact revenge from that quarter-final exit last year in the Champions League. So what do you think about City's preparations for this game?
So, City have come off a back of a great victory, like a thumping victory, I should say. 5-0 on the opening weekend, away to West Ham.
Yeah.
West Ham is no joke. West Ham is a good team. And they are being managed by Manuel Pellegrini. So, it's not that they are some walkover side.
Former City manager too,
So, City had a great first game. Sterling scored a hat-trick. Gabriel Jesus got one. And Aguero also got one. So, considering the fact that they're not playing two of their main forwards, Aguero and Bernardo Silva, I think this is a statement to the rest of the teams in the Premier League. And talking about their midfield, Kevin De Bruyne and David Silva, there's no stopping them. Every team would want that midfield. So let me ask you about Tottenham. What do you think about their opening match?
Well, Tottenham had a mixed outing, I think, because they were trailing 1-0 to newly promoted Aston Villa for vast majority of the game, nearly 60 minutes. But I think Pochettino was able to dig them out of that hole once again. He changed things up in the second half. Eriksen had a big influence on the game. And a big positive for them is new signing Ndombele gets a goal in his first Premier League start. So, you know, that's a big positive. And Harry Kane scoring a brace towards the end. They eventually got through the game with a 3-1 margin, but I think it was good for them to be under pressure because that's what they would be expecting when they travel to the Etihad for major parts of the game and not going to be having the ball with you. So I think this was good preparation for them in the end going into this game.
Do you think they were lucky considering the fact that their second goal came off a sloppy Jack Grealish?
Well, I think Villa dropped off physically as the game progressed because they're probably not used to the intensity. So Tottenham just showed we are used to a Tottenham which shows high physical levels with Pochettino. He really puts them through the drill. So I wouldn't call it luck. I would just say that, you know, they were a physically stronger side and they capitalized on that. Of course, they cannot expect this to happen against City, who will match them, you know, in all departments. But showing that ability to still scrape for a result is a good start. Especially in the first game when teams tend to start off slow, right?
So one area of concern for Manchester City would be their defense. John Stones and Emerick Laporte, on paper, both of them look solid. But when you consider the facts, I don't think John Stones is as good as a defender as they make him to be. And even when you watch the match, there's a lot of micromanaging going on
with Guardiola.
Guardiola and John Stones. I don't know if they have a conflict of some sort, but every time the ball is with John Stones, Guardiola comes on a touchline, screams at him. I don't know what he's saying. And even their second defending option is Otamendi. And Otamendi is also not that great an option for City. So that is one place where they could be exploited.
Yeah, well, looking at the areas of concern for Tottenham, I see a big one in the form of Raheem Sterling. How are they going to contain him in this game, you know? And they did show their defensive liabilities when Villa exposed them with the ball over the top, which, I mean, David Silva and De Bruyne would do with aplomb. They could just pick out Sterling or any of the attackers, even if it's Gabriel Jesus with the ball over the top, and will Vertonghen, etc., be able to catch up with the forward. So that could be an area of concern for Tottenham. Also, their backline looks a bit shaky still. We've not seen the best coming out of them. So yeah, I think that could be troubling. But on the flip side, you know, if Harry Kane has a good game and with City's frailties at the backline, I do see an exciting contest lined up for us here.
But so are we saying that it's going to be an attack versus attack game?
I have a feeling it could, but I think the majority of this game would be dominated in midfield. It would come down to who outperforms whom in midfield, whether Tottenham are able to contain City's defense, their attackers or not.
But on paper, don't you think that City's midfield is like miles above the Tottenham midfield?
They are miles above, but I do think City, like Tottenham, do have players who can flip a game, Eriksen being one among them.
But they also, in the previous match also, Eriksen was not, I would say, not even close to his best.
Yeah, Eriksen didn't even start the previous game, you know, so there's something going on there. There's also news that Eriksen could leave the club for them to balance the books. But I think, you know, Eriksen has been a player who has shown that spark, that ability to pick out a killer ball. And Harry Kane, you know, is a player who could just capitalize on one of them. So I do see an even contest here. I don't think that it's going to be a walk in the park for the champions, as you would expect though.
I think my prediction for the game would be a 2-0 victory for City.
Well, I'm predicting a 1-1 draw. Or, you know, it could be a more exciting contest with a 2-2 draw. But I find it difficult to see City just walking away with a victory here. Okay, so let's move to the next game then, Pranav. We have United who are travelling to Wolves. Now, Solskjaer will be high on confidence with a 4-0 win over Lampard in his first game. But let's not forget, Wolves are a side who took 4 points off United last season. And in addition, knocked them out of the FA Cup. So what do you have to say about United's preparations for this game?
First of all, I'd like to talk about the fact that they have a lot of doubt in their mind, considering the fact that Pogba's brother just yesterday gave out a statement that he might still make the move to Real Madrid. So Pogba is their main biggest piece in that puzzle over there. Without Pogba, that team looks like it couldn't even make the top 7, to be honest. So given that they're going into the match with that doubt, and they're still, their transfer window closes on September 3rd, I'd like to see how the team performs. Their front three is good. They're not a Premier League winning front three, but I think they, in the future, they can be a Premier League winning front three. Martial and Rashford are... Martial can change a game on his own, but we never really know.
Do you think the loss of Lukaku might affect the team?
I don't think Lukaku made that sort of impact at Manchester United that they'll feel any kind of difference. Lukaku's period at Manchester United could be summarized as sloppy at the best. So
they still did earn about 72 million off him.
That, I don't know how they justify that price tag. But one positive that United can take from the previous game was that their strong performance at the back with the likes of Harry Maguire and Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Van Bissaka looks like a difficult person to get past on the
especially with his recovery tackles where he just comes sliding in.
And Harry Maguire, I'm not so sure about him, but I don't think he's worth 80 million. But I think he's a good defender.
Will it have the Virgil van Dijk effect on United?
I don't think, not even close. Virgil van Dijk is miles above Harry Maguire. Just that Harry Maguire's English, that is why he's priced so much.
Well, speaking about Wolves, I mean, I find them an exciting team to watch. It was their first season, first Premier League season last year, and they did exceedingly well. And, you know, Nuno Espirito Santo has this flair about him in the way he goes about. He could also set up a defensive team. He could also set up a team that goes all out and pushes the opposition on the back foot. So it will be exciting to watch them. But, you know, they came off a 0-0 draw against Leicester in their opening game. And they did have a lot of chances, but the finishing seemed to be an issue. So you won't expect them to have the same amount of chances against a United team. But on the other hand, they did trouble United last season, and their style of passing, the slick passes that they have, could just get the better of United once again. Yeah, they won this fixture 2-1 last season, and with Pogba, sometimes he tends to just float around in the middle of the park waiting for a movement to affect the game, but Wolves could just pressure United and overrun their midfield. So I think we'll see a lot more of Harry Maguire in this game. And in as much, and we'll be able to judge what effect he has had over United this year through this.
So from what I watched from the first match, I think rather than chances, Wolves' main problem was nobody was willing to shoot. They came to the goal and they were just trying to pass it around. Nobody was taking the honors to shoot and finish. Do you think that Raul Jimenez could change that?
I think Jimenez could be a big... He had a good season last year. That's why they paid that much money to convert it into a permanent spell at the club now. But at the same time, you know, you've got a keeper in the form of David De Gea who's at the top of his game. So I think distant shots are not really going to affect De Gea. They will have to find a way through. And with, you know, United aren't that easy as we make them out to be in defence. So it could be a challenging game. But then, Pranav, what are your predictions for this game though?
I'm going for a 0-0 draw.
I think it could be a 2-win victory for Wolves.
victory. That's a bold prediction.
Yeah. So I'm just considering the fact that Wolves like taking that game to the opposition and being a home fixture, and United do have that confidence that comes from a 4-0 victory, but at the same time it wasn't an easy win for them. So yes. I'm hoping overconfidence plays a part and Wolves do get a victory, you know, to get their season off and running this game.
So going from United to the team that they faced in the first match, what do you think, Dustin, Chelsea have to offer in their match against Leicester?
Well, Chelsea have had a difficult start to life, I guess, under Lampard, right? 4-0 loss against United, which, you know, they didn't wholly deserve. It could have been 2-0 and we would have said it was a good game, but in the end it was what it was. And then Chelsea went on to play Liverpool in the Super Cup this midweek, and where they lost again on penalties. And Tammy Abraham especially, he did hit the pole but ended up missing his penalty also, which is tough for a youngster to take. I'm not sure what to expect from this game. Lampard has this style which he has carried over from his days at Derby County, where he likes pressing the opposition and moving forward. But a big question mark in this game is he going to start Giroud or stick with Tammy Abraham for this game? We saw him play Tammy Abraham in the first one. But, you know, Giroud and Pulisic looked good in the Super Cup together. It was almost a role like how Giroud played with Griezmann with France at the World Cup. Giroud holds the ball and Griezmann makes a run around. We could see Pulisic play this role. So if Lampard does consider shifting things around, then it will be an exciting contest to watch.
So talking about Leicester, Leicester have a really young, great squad with them. Tielemans, James Maddison, both these players, like they are in the midfield, and like in the next 5 years, these guys could be the top midfielders in the Premier League. And under Brendan Rodgers has been great for Leicester so far. So I think they could put up a great contest against Chelsea, and I also think they could win it if Jamie Vardy returns to form. Jamie Vardy has a party.
Yeah. We could just see him again hit the highs he hit in that title winning season.
Sure.
So what are your predictions for this game then, Pranav?
I'm calling it 1-0 Leicester.
I think it would be Chelsea winning, but the margin, again, I think it would just be a 1-0 or a 2-0 victory for Chelsea, this one. Now moving on to last season's runners-up, Liverpool are taking on Southampton. So what do you make of this fixture, Pranav?
So Southampton lost their opening game against Burnley 3-0. To be honest, that game they were equal for the first 45 minutes and then
collapse.
it was not a collapse. So what happened is Burnley midfielder hit the ball in the air, and due to the wind, the Southampton defender could not predict where it went, and he just mistimed it. And Ashley Barnes took the ball and scored. After that, the game changed. So I think Southampton were all right up till that point, and then they collapsed altogether. So against Liverpool, I don't think they even stand a chance. They should give up before they start.
But Liverpool do have a few frailties in this game. If you consider the injury to Alisson in the first game, and they have conceded 2 goals already, if you consider the Super Cup and this.
But first, to get to Adrian, you have to get past Virgil van Dijk and their formidable back four.
And Matip has been looking good this season, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Yeah. So I don't think Southampton here stand even the slightest of chances to win.
So your prediction, you're not sensing any upset victory here, I guess.
On the other hand, my prediction would be a 4-4 or 5-0 to Liverpool.
Well, considering Liverpool won their first game 4-1, I think this could be a 3-0 victory, because I'm hoping their players are a bit tired, expecting their players to be a bit tired.
That could be a factor.
Yeah. Well, moving on to the last exciting game of this weekend, that would be Arsenal versus Burnley, Arsenal's first home fixture of the season. What do you make of Burnley's preparations, Pranav, for this game?
So Burnley, the one major moving part that Burnley have is Ashley Barnes. So if Ashley Barnes strikes, I think Arsenal will have a problem. Arsenal have a frail defence and Ashley Barnes could exploit it. And even their midfielder, Goodmanson looked like a real peach. Even his goal, that was great technique from him. So I think under Sean Dyche they have a great chance, but the only problem is they're playing at the Emirates.
Yeah.
Not at home. And Emirates is altogether a different ball game. What do you think about Arsenal's preparation?
Well, Arsenal scored by Newcastle with a 1-0 victory, but it was a fairly young team that they fielded with three graduates from their academy in Maitland Lyons, Willock and Reece Nelson.
Yeah.
But I think with a week of preparation behind them now, I'm expecting them to field some of their new recruits. And with David Luiz coming in, he could be a liability with his mistakes, as they say, but he could also be a big positive for the team with his ability to pass out from the back. And a big positive for Arsenal is now Ozil and Kolasinac are once again available for selection, with that whole drama of their gang wars behind them. So I looking forward to an exciting start from Arsenal this season at their first home fixture. And yes, Burnley can prove a thorn in any team's side with their ability to sit back and absorb loads of pressure and hit you on the counter-attack. But, you know, if you ask me for my prediction for this game, I am hoping for a 3-0 victory for Arsenal. What about you?
I would rather go with 1-0 for the Arsenal. The great old 1-0 for the Arsenal.
Well, moving on to the last segment of this show, Pranav, let's give our fans a Fantasy 11 for this week. Who would be our picks for Fantasy 11? Let's start in goal.
So, I'll go with Adrian for the simple reason that they're facing Southampton. And there's little to... impossible. It's really impossible to get past that back four with the Southampton front line.
Liverpool's first clean sheet of the season.
Yeah, I think.
Well, sticking to that, I think when we move on to defense, I think Robertson would be a good pick, because not only for the clean sheet aspect, but his ability to provide assist. So I would go with Robertson as one of the defenders.
Then another pick for the defense would be David Luiz. We all know that he's a bit... he has difficulty in defending, but one thing that he'll be looking forward to is to that long ball, and that with that front Arsenal front three of Pepe, Aubameyang and Lacazette, I think he has a good chance of providing an assist, and also he could maybe nick in a clean sheet too.
Yep. And another two defenders who I thought could provide assist would be Kyle Walker and Maitland-Niles. I think that would complete our defensive quota for this week, because both of them have the ability to go forward. We did see Maitland-Niles grab an assist. And Kyle Walker playing against his former team, it would always be exciting to see what he has to provide in this game. Moving on to midfield, Pranav, then.
So, my first pick for midfield would be Raheem Sterling. He's coming off back of a hat-trick, plus it's against Tottenham. He's a big game player. You have no doubt about it. Raheem Sterling is a big game player.
Yeah.
So, I expect him to step up with at least one goal. Who would be your pick in the midfield?
Well, I would go with Salah. Because, yeah, Southampton and Salah will have plenty of time to make his marauding runs. If not a goal, I'm hoping at least for an assist.
It almost feels like we're just picking all of Liverpool's teams since they're playing against Southampton.
Yes. So, who else do you think should slot in the midfield?
One person I take is Richarlison. He's Everton will be playing Watford.
Yeah.
And I think he could make a big impact in this match.
And then moving on to the forwards, I would like to start with Aubameyang, obviously, because playing his first home game of the season, and he did get a goal in the previous game, so he looks like one of those likely to score.
Continuing with our Liverpool pattern, I'd like to pick Firmino. He's playing Southampton. If he starts, he's bound to score. There's no doubt about it. And who would be our final pick, Dustin?
Well, I think Jamie Vardy. As you said, we could just have Vardy joining the party this weekend, and with Chelsea looking to press, Vardy will have plenty of opportunity to hit them on the counter-attack, and I think that's the tactic Brendan Rodgers would like to go with.
So that is our Fantasy 11.
Yeah, that brings us to the end of this episode of On The Ball. Thanks for joining us, Pranav. It's been a pleasure having you. And to all our fans, if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to share with us, you can always email us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and other updates, stay tuned to Money Control. Thanks for listening.